No members agree with me. I've been just saying it before they came to Mpumalanga, but I am hoping that I'll be having people agreeing with me that indeed Mpumalanga it is a beautiful province. We are meeting Department of Social Development coming to present their strategy, their plan, and their budget for the financial year 2017-18, am I right? As you know, honourable members, that this is one of the most important meetings that we're going to have with departments, where ministers come to the committee and present their plan to be considered by the committee and be presented to the House for approval by the House. I have been informed just now that the minister will not be part of this meeting. We don't have an apology from the deputy minister. We only have an apology from the minister, which we got this morning, that the minister won't be part of this meeting. I will give this to the members to reflect, because we indicated that at least ministers cannot be part of the delegation if we deal with other issues. But plans and reports, we want politicians to present to the committee. We are politicians. I'm not, let me allow members to reflect on this so that we can proceed with the meeting. Honorable members, Honorable Mamburu.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to your good selves, honorable members. Good morning, officials. Good morning from the department. It is compelling, Chairperson, for the minister and the deputy minister to present themselves before us. Unfortunately, this has been a trend ever since. Then I don't know, because on Wednesdays we understand they give us excuses that they are attending cabinet meetings, but what about Tuesday? What about Thursday? We are not happy about this thing. We cannot leave everything to the departmental staff. You are correct when you say, as politicians, we expect the political heads, because they are our counterparts, to come and present to us and to give direction also to their departmental staff, so that when we raise some concerns, they are able to understand that we once said and met them when they made their presentations. Mina, I don't know what to say, Chairperson. For the sake of progress, yes, I think we can continue, but let it not be. I hope, Chairperson, you write a letter to the department talking about this thing, because we don't have any other platform where to raise these things. Unfortunately, if we had, yes, we'll do that. Thank you.
Kaula.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning to the department. Now, Chairperson, we have been singing this song for the past 2.5 years, 3 years or something like that, ever since we started in 2014. I do hear my colleague is saying, for the sake of progress, we have been singing that song for the past 3 years. Yeah, I would leave it with the Chairperson to decide whether we continue with this meeting or not, because we have been singing that song for the past 3 years.
Honorable Zwane.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to echo the sentiments of the people of the committee, as to say that specialist for engaging on the stress plan and the APP, we really require the presence of the politician, so as to be on par as to what is the political direction they're taking in relation to those two critical documents. We know that ministers get held up in cabinet on Wednesday, but even then, the deputy minister should be able to come in if there's an issue that ministers to address. I'm sorry, Chairperson, I don't know, I can count, maybe it's once that you've had an engagement with the department in the presence of the minister for TSD, ever since you assumed our responsibility in the NCP. Maybe it's once or twice. I am not levying accusations, let me be very clear, but it is important for purposes of this particular engagement to have her, or at least the deputy minister, to come and respond to some political issues, because not only do we raise issues from the documents, some of the issues we raise as we pick them out up from the communities that we visit that require the direct attention of the minister at once. So I'm just expressing that concern, but Chairperson, in light of the fact that our program is always packed in the NCOP, once you miss an opportunity to engage the department, it becomes very difficult to get another slot. We are responsible for 9 departments. If we miss an opportunity, it's very hard for us to reconvene. So on the basis of that, of the pressure that we face, I would suggest to Chairperson that you continue with the meeting. Nonetheless, not unless you really feel strongly that you should dispense and reconvene.
Honorable Hutton.
Chair, yeah, this is really a concern. I wonder what would the view of the department and the minister would have been if we as politicians didn't turn up and we only sent our officials to this meeting. We sit here with a critical department, a department who made headlines for all the wrong reasons, even international headlines, in the first quarter of this year. And we don't have political involvement from the ministry here to discuss the APP, the way forward, how the budget is going to be rolled out. I find it totally, totally unacceptable.
Acting DG, what are the reasons for the minister not to attend? Do you have a letter? Oh. I'm asking you because I don't have a letter. I'm just told now the PLO is outside with the apology. I got it verbal. I'm still waiting to cut. We are already in the meeting. What are the reasons, Acting DG?
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. May I request the PLO to get into the meeting because maybe she has something in writing. I had missed calls from ministry as I was here, so I couldn't respond because I was switching off my phone. I know that as of Friday, the deputy minister was out of the country in Algeria, so I don't have the latest tangible response as far as that is concerned. May I request that the PLO assist the chairperson?
Unfortunately, I will put her on the spotlight as she is walking in now. It's 10:15 to render an apology that would have started at 10. What are the reasons why the minister or the deputy minister is not here? The Acting DG is requesting that we get the PLO to respond on this question. Can we have a reason why they are not here? Because I don't have a written apology. That's why I'm asking you to speak on this matter.
Good morning. My apologies for arriving late because I took an early flight when I was stuck in traffic. But the reason for Minister not being around, she's attending another meeting in Pretoria in Union Buildings. And the Deputy Minister, I was not given any reason why she is not here. I was just told that she won't be coming in.
So that meeting is more important than the budget of the department, the plan and the budget of the department. The meeting that, unless if the meeting is with the President, she cannot say no. But I'm just asking myself, the meeting is more important than this meeting, because there are chances that we turn you back and you're not going to have a budget.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Members, honorable members and officials from the department, I am also a member of the Judicial Services Commission. You know what the Chief Justice does? He waits for us when we are in recess. Then he calls that meeting, we go there and sit and execute what we're supposed to do. Because he knows our schedules is very tight. And number two, we're talking about budget constraints. Do you think is it good for the department to come and take us to Johannesburg on your own budget, whereas we're here? It means you don't care about the AG's findings. It doesn't matter, really doesn't matter. Chairperson, I am of the view that because the minister is in Pretoria, let's call this meeting off. They will see to it that it's not up to us. It is up to them. We are not failing them. None of the meetings that we have held, we send our officials without our presence. We don't do these things. We all come here to come and listen to them. I am suggesting that we call this meeting off. They'll see how they'll meet with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, much has been said, and I just want to echo what the Chief Whip has just said. We would be setting another precedent if we allow this meeting to continue without the political heads. Worst of all, there's no apology from the Deputy Minister. And it is the Deputy Minister's prerogative to make an apology and not disregard this committee. I am of the view that we are pressed with time and ever, but we would be setting a very good example if we call off this meeting so that it gets onto their expense to take us and to Pretoria or wherever on their own expense so that they can present to us. Because if we don't do that, for the next 2.5 years, we'll face the same problem. It's going to be like this. It has been like this previously, and we understood. But I think we've been taken advantage of. I thank you.
Chairperson,
I am a Democrat. I held a strong view that the meeting should proceed because of time constraints. But if the majority of the members feel it is a bad conduct for the political leadership not to be part of this meeting, I will concede.
Very tight point. PLO. You don't give me an excuse that you are late because of the flight. You flew in this morning. I don't take that. I'm staying in Mpumalanga. I take 2 flights to come to Cape Town. I did that yesterday. I arrived here very late because I knew I have this meeting this morning. 1. 2, you don't have to bring it physically. You should have emailed it, faxed it. If you don't have an email, the least you could have sent an SMS yesterday. So don't come with those excuses to me again. Don't take those things. Give me another reason. Traffic. Didn't you know that there's traffic in Cape Town from the airport to here? Is it news to you? We all know. If you do give that excuse to your bosses in Pretoria, not here, because we all know that there's traffic from the airport to here. In fact, you did not come have to come physically to give us an apology. Unless if you were told this morning, then I would understand. All members, putting me in a very tight corner. The reason why members are like this, management of the department, we were on news. Everyone was talking about the department. We decided as a committee to take a backstage because we did not want to add, to be part of this whole confusion and noise, hoping that in this meeting you will explain to us what happened. How did we get to that embarrassment we were? How did you get into that? Because 2014 or 15, if I'm not mistaken, you presented a plan on what you're going to do to make sure that come 1st April, you will have appointed. The plan came with you, not us. We listened to the plan and we trust you that you're going to implement. Now come the time for the appointment, it's chaos everywhere. You come with your own report, the minister comes with her own report. We said we don't want to be part of that confusion. We'll wait until you come to this meeting so that we can be briefed as a committee. And you give us a plan. What are the plans now? Why do we have to trust you that you're going to appoint at a given time? If you are in a position to answer those questions, that is one. Two, if you know what is the political direction of the minister, we can allow this presentation because politicians will interact with the political directive of the direct direction of the minister. But if you don't have that, I don't know what we'll be discussing as members. It's a very important meeting. We did say, members are saying, earlier they were saying we must write a letter. We did. This is not going to be the first time. You remember, most department ministers were not attending. We turned some departments back. It will not be for the first time that we turn you back. No, we did turn some departments back. We were advised by the committee to write letters to all departments and indicate that we are, just to remind them, maybe they have forgotten that we are politicians. Maybe they have forgotten that they are accounting to these committees. We expect them, you are a support to the ministers and the deputy. We expect them to be part of the meeting, either the minister or the deputy. And we're specific that in this meeting and the reporting meeting, we want them to be part. You are correct, Honorable Zwane. We had to minister once. We had a deputy minister once. Remember, we don't have one department. We have, as Zwane said, we have 9 departments. We know the attendance of those ministers, especially after that letter. All of them do attend. If the minister is not there, the deputy will be there. But both of them will send apologies. I want you to respond on the two issues that I've raised. Do you know the political direction of the minister? Because your coming here is not rubber stamping. Unfortunately, this time it's a different committee. We cannot rubber stamp. You will present your plan. We'll make our own inputs. And where possible, we expect you to effect those inputs that we're putting. So that when we go and present, you know, most we're presenting your plan to the House. We know what, we're not rubber stamping, we're not presenting what you have briefed us and we took it as is and go and present. We're representing people, we're representing provinces. We must agree
with what we're presenting. So if you can respond on those two, we will proceed with this meeting. Otherwise, I will have no choice but to call off the meeting. Not because we want to call it off. I'm sure you understand the importance of the political leadership to be part of the meeting. Acting, unfortunately, I have to put you on the spot, Acting DG.
Honorable Chair, we do understand the political direction of the department because the plans that we have, we were requested to come and present our strat plan as well as the annual performance plan of the department for the financial year 17-18. So this is what we have prepared. And in terms of what we have prepared, Chairperson, remember our strat plan is a 5-year plan, and then we'll come up with the annual performance plan. So we haven't diverted from what we planned initially, and then we then have to update it based on your input as well, because we came before the committee time and again. And then also some other relevant information that is part of our plans based on the conditional grants that we have received that will benefit the provinces in terms of the early childhood development program. That will also include the other conditional grant on how we appoint social service professionals. So those are the key critical issues that also pertain to our work. What is also important is that we try to ensure that what we do, we align ourselves with the National Development Plan, the also the State of the Nation's address, and so on.
No, you will come to that when we agree that you present, because those are things that you must say. The other part, the other part. Let me allow her to finish the responses. Members will come in.
Yes.
The other part. How did we get to that thing? I will call it a thing because I don't know what is it. I don't have a name for it.
The first part, Chairperson, you were, I was going to come to it. You are relating to the SASA issue. SASA, we know that the allocation that we get, it transferred to SASA through our books from Treasury. So we do have the Chief Executive Officer from SASA who can clearly articulate the plan going forward. How are they going to take the process forward in order to ensure that we align ourselves as the sector based on the decisions, the Concord decision. So we do have Mr. Chobozane Magwaza with us to respond to that question. I know there is work that is happening around that matter. Thank you.
What is SASA to you?
SASA is a department entity.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking the department to respond. That's where you get it wrong. You leave everything to SASA to do those things. I want the department to respond on the matter. Are you in a position to tell us what happened? Because what we're asking you now, we're supposed to call a meeting ourselves and ask you, but we did not want to get to that confusion that was there. What happened? Why did we get, how did we get into that? Why do we have to trust now that your entity as a department, SASA, is going to meet the dates as planned? Because last time you presented a plan and it was not honored by yourself together with SASA. So you can I give you to respond? Because you're saying you know there's some work that is happening. It tells me that you're not sure. All members, now my responses that are coming from the department. I saw members raising hands. Honorable Mampuru.
Yes,
Chairperson, before you become a minister, you are a member of parliament. That's the first thing. Doesn't mean if we are members, ordinary members of parliament, somebody is a minister. It makes them bigger than us. The only difference is the responsibilities are assigned to us. That is the only difference. We need to respect one another. We need to take each other very seriously. Chairperson, I still stand on the proposal. There's no official who can speak on behalf of the political head, even if they know. What if she has changed her mind? We don't want conflicting messages here. Hence, you say you didn't want us as a committee to be part of the noise that was made outside. You wanted us to meet with them here so that they explain everything to us. I still stand by the proposal. Let's call this meeting off. The department will see how they meet a deadline about this strat plan of theirs. Thank you.
She's the committee whip. I'm sure we know what is a committee whip. I'm left with no option, but all members, can I check with you? Can we use another date other than Tuesday to meet with the department? In fact, we had planned to meet with you on the 25th during our constituency period to show how important this department is to us. We are prepared to compromise our time. It's just that it was not approved. We had already applied that we want to meet with you to clear these issues, which I think your minister is not taking them serious as we do as a committee. I'm checking with members, can we take another day? Because with the program that we have, we're not going to have a slot. If we punish a department, we are punishing the people we are serving. If they don't have a budget, our people will not get services. So we have to compromise somehow. And check if we have it. They won't be able to pay for us. It will be unfunded mandate or unauthorized expenditure. CFO. Can you pay for us? Am I right? They cannot, but why we are considering Pretoria, it accommodates, let's say we take Friday, all members, because Pretoria is more central. Maybe not Pretoria, we have it in Joburg. Somewhere around the airport. That's what you can pay for, the venue. Just the venue. But traveling and stuff, member, we can, if it is approved, we can fund ourselves. We won't be able to account funding traveling of members. Can we compromise like that, members? Abuzani.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't. How are you going to account for this particular expenditure of coming here? What is it going to be called? What benefit did we derive of it? Aren't we lending ourselves into a situation where the very people that are looking at our programs are going to say fruitless expenditure again? The ruling party is engaging on fruitless expenditure. Protocol issues, Chairperson, are very important. And I think we need to learn to do things correctly the first time around. I really cannot understand why is it that the Deputy Minister, if the minister is at a meeting with the president, we assume we don't even know where she is. Why is it that the deputy minister is here, is not here? How are you going to account for the expenditure of taking flights, all of you, from Pretoria to here, and you go back not having, done your duties? Not because of the members, because of the department.
Honourable Kaula. Thanks, Chair. Can I suggest, Chair, that we excuse the department for a few minutes and take a decision when we are left all by ourselves on the way forward?
Yes. I think, members, we are accepting that proposal. He's suggesting that we excuse the department and we engage as members and call them back. I think it's a progressive proposal.
No, thank you very much for allowing us an opportunity to caucus as politicians. We have come to a conclusion as a committee. But before I say that, what we have concluded, I just want to indicate that we are taking this committee very seriously, simply because it's one of the most important departments that we have in this committee, because it is responsible for most of our vulnerable groups. It deals with issues of poverty. So it's very much important. And also, we've considered as a committee that we are representing provinces. We have issues that we want to raise as we are concluding your plans, which you may not know, that we would want to raise with the department. And we would want those issues to be considered. Our view is that if we raise those issues to you, who are supporting the minister, not really decision makers, we are afraid that they may not be considered. Not because the minister will not consider them, but he doesn't have the gist of the matters because she's not part of the meeting. The second matter is that, as indicated earlier, that when the issue of SASSA and the payment of grants was there, everywhere, as a committee, we took a view that we will wait for this meeting, not to be part of that confusion. We will wait for this formal meeting to hear from the department. When we say the department, we're talking about the political head of the department, because we are parliament, to hear what happened. How did we get into that? Because a plan was presented to us, that this is a plan that we're going to follow. But we are not even sure whether that plan, the minister knew about it, because it was presented by you, and it was not implemented. Hence, the department finds itself in that situation. It finds itself that ended into court. So now, we want to make sure that whatever we agree with you has an understanding of the minister. And we agree with the minister that this is what the department is going to do. But we do want to indicate as a committee, members, I'm sure you heard earlier that it has been a trend which we tolerated. It's not for the first time we're raising this thing. The PLO knows. I always fight with her, poor person. I always fight with her that, no, we can't take it. We need politicians here. We've been tolerating as a committee, doing something that we're not supposed to do from the first day we came to Parliament. Because we are getting reports or plans from politicians, we are politicians. It has been a trend that there will be neither the minister nor the deputy minister. Which is not the case with other departments. As indicated by Honorable Swan earlier, that we have 9 departments. We have 9 departments. We know what is happening in those departments. That's why we're able to compare. But here, it looks like there is something that we don't know. Maybe the minister will explain to us what are the issues that we don't know, which we need to understand as a committee, so that when they are not here, we know what is happening. So we've agreed that to ensure that the issues that we're going to raise are taken into consideration, we'll have to have a minister and the deputy minister, or one of them being part of the meeting. Members have agreed that, as they had agreed earlier, that when we requested them to avail themselves on the 25th, to attend to issues of the department. They have agreed that we'll compromise one day during the week, which will be communicated to you to consider the budget and the plan of the department, because we care about our people. We represent provinces. When we say provinces, we mean people who are living in those provinces. We must be able to say what is the department doing. So we've agreed that we're not going to proceed with this meeting, not because it is not important, not because we are more important, but we're saying, no, it can't be like this. In 3 years, we met the minister once. We met the deputy minister once. We are not like the portfolio committee where you go to the committee every week. We are different. We call you, if it is more, maybe 4 times a year. But we are sure about twice. So if they don't attend, then we don't know what is happening. The committee has concluded that we're not going to take this presentation. We are going to compromise one of our days to meet the department. We're going to indicate to you whether you come back to Cape Town or we go to closer if the minister is very busy and such that he can't leave Pretoria or Gauteng closer to where the minister is to show that we are serious about service delivery of our people. Honourable members, I think that is what we've agreed as a committee. The meeting stands adjourned. There is a hand, honourable members. I don't know, because I had already closed the meeting, unless it's something that with the members we're going to discuss about the Singapore trip, unless if it is something else, DJ. But under normal circumstances, once the meeting is closed, it's closed, but I will give it to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My apologies. I wanted to communicate to the Chairperson at the meeting that during the break, I did try to get hold of the Deputy Minister. She was in the doctor's room at that point, and she said she was coming. But this morning, the flight was this morning's flight at 6, but she was unwell. She couldn't come. So she is not well. That's why she's not here. I was in communication with her. I wanted to report that to HR. Thank you.
It was even better if I did not give you this opportunity. We heard that story before. There was a meeting where we were told that the Deputy Minister was supposed to be here.
Sure.
And the sick story, we know that. So that is why I'm saying that is why I'm saying maybe they can explain to us something that we don't know, so that we can understand their unique situation. So...
Are you feeling okay?
Because, seriously, honestly, an apology, does it need... Thank you. Thank you very much, Department. Honourable members, just a few minutes to confirm what they say.
Can I change your thing?
You are writing as well. You will see how you account for that money.
Meetings adjourned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, cool.